Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Well, we're going to stay with the formation of that new Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael independent administration, because among the details reported so far from the forthcoming programme for government is that proposal to lower the VAT rate from 13.5% down to 9% for food, hospitality, hairdressers and entertainment. VAT on energy would remain unchanged. This is all likely to take effect in the next budget. Well, for their reaction, I'm joined now by Chief Executive of the Irish Vintners Association and founder of the Paris, Texas Bar and Restaurant in Kilkenny, Pat Crotty, and also Assistant Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin, Barra Rowntree. Barra, what do you make of this decision?
Well, I think it's a really disappointing one, right? We've had this VAT rate yo-yo around for the last few years. It gets kind of temporarily cut and then put back up and then temporarily cut again. And I think the key thing here is it's a really expensive measure. So cutting the VAT rate for the entire hospitality sector would cost almost 800 million euro per year. If it's just for the food and catering sector, it's still about 550 million a year. But on top of that, we've been told, and this kind of came up during the election, that, well, Fianna Fáil wanted to cut VAT on gas and electricity, or keep it at the temporarily again reduced 9% rate. And that's going to cost, they're saying they're also going to keep it at that. That's going to cost another 250 odd million. So we've got announced in the programme of government, apparently, about a billion of additional tax cuts for the next year, each year. And what those do is erode our existing tax base, make us even more reliant on corporation tax, the thing that we're being told every week by the government itself that we need to be very careful about. And so I think it's also a really poor use of funds. It's not an effective way to support companies, if that's what we're going to do, because very simply, it supports the companies who have the highest turnover, right? So in terms of the hospitality sector, one of the areas that will see the biggest gain from this are the pubs in Temple Bar, who are selling very expensive pints and lots of them.
Okay, listen, we might try and improve your line, Barra. Pat, for you, I would imagine that you and your members see this very differently. It's something you had been calling for in the run-up to the last budget. It didn't happen then, but it looks as though it's on the way.
Indeed, Claire. Yes, we're really happy for two reasons. One is because it's a decision and it's a positive decision. But two, it's also the first time that government has actually recognised that it has a hand to play in solving the issues of the sector, because it's had a big hand to play in causing the problems of the sector. But they have kind of washed their hands up to now of the issues. I mean, when we went through the last budget, we were stunned that there was nothing, no response. So we're hugely delighted, and all will be forgiven in that sense.
But what about can I ask you about what Barra says specifically, that it is the people who are in Dublin city centre selling pints to tourists, the big fast food chains, McDonald's and the like, who really benefit from this because they're selling at high volumes?
Well, the first thing is entirely incorrect in that it doesn't affect drink sales at all. The VAT on drink is 23%, and there's no proposal to change that at all. So it doesn't help anyone in Temple Bar or Temple Tuohy, whether in regard to the price of drink.
Right.
So and that is the concern we have. But
yeah,
but
can I just come back then to what it does concern? Because I was trying to ask James Brown about this, and he said we'd get more on the specific detail as time goes on. What is going to have a reduced VAT rate now? What do you understand?
Well, for us, it simply means food. I mean, there may be other sectors. I think you mentioned hairdressers, and there may be other groups within that area that were on 9% before that were affected when it went to 13.5%. I'm presuming that they're talking about bringing it all back to the same. But from our point of view, it just means food. And it's the first time, as I say, that they have recognised. But most of the cost that government has brought to bear on the small business is employment-related cost. And that doesn't only affect the food operators. We have an awful lot of pubs that only sell drink. And they are labour-intensive, and they have been hit by all the government-imposed changes in labour law and more to come.
But yeah, there's no bounds for them here.
There's nothing. So in other words, we're happy that the government have recognised that there is a problem. They have recognised that they need to be part of the solution. And what I would be saying then is this is a very important part of the solution, but it's not the whole solution.
Right. And it was always said it would be very complicated to separate out the food offering, say, of a hotel establishment and the VAT that they are charging on their rooms. But it looks from this as though that is going to happen now.
I don't see how it should be a huge issue at all. We have separate VAT rates even for the smallest pub in Ireland between food and drink. And in every small shop, whether there are items that are zero VAT, there are items that are 13%, there are items that are 23%. There's no issue. Mm-hmm. There may be a little bit of work for civil servants to make sure that when it's done, that they're happy that they're getting their pound of flesh. That's a different day's work, but that's a civil servant's
right.
job.
Barra, we had the industry crying out for this cut, saying that they were, and we have seen that. We've seen thousands of food businesses closing down over the last number of months and years. They needed something, didn't they?
Well, there's always food businesses closing. So actually, it doesn't look like that number is particularly high on previous years. And we had that in a, you know, that's not what the lobby group's going to tell you, but we had a report from one of the department agencies itself, the NCPC, which looks at a competitiveness and productivity. And they had a report out towards the end of last year showing that there was there was about 629 new companies that were incorporated in the hospitality sector in the first 5 months, and less than 200 closed. And so we also have sole traders, need to add into that. But from what we can see, the same's happening there. So there is turnover, there's churn, and that can be very difficult in particular areas. But again, even if that is something that you think the government wants to address, and there's a question around that, I mean, is it really the thing that the government should be putting in measures all the place to keep open certain cafes or certain restaurants? But even if that was what you wanted to do, a VAT cut is just a bad way of doing that. Actually, what they've been doing in terms of having reduced rates of commercial rates, they've been putting through essentially a rebate for smaller premises. That was quite a good way if you want to support a smaller coffee shop. But that's not what we're doing. Again, the main beneficiaries of this cut are going to be those with high turnover. So again, the places that are doing large volumes of expensive food, right? And it isn't a good way to spend that money. There's a lot better ways to spend this money. So, for example, I was on, I think, your show a few months ago talking about some work we'd done about child poverty. So in the country today, about one in five kids endure material deprivation. That's an inability to afford essentials. About one in five are below the poverty line, which you count for housing costs. And we had put together a suggestion for how, if the government, as they say they want to do, wanted to reduce child poverty, they could cut child poverty by a quarter for about the same cost that this VAT cut is going to cost. So it really is an expensive move. It isn't the best way of helping the small businesses that they might be concerned about, and a lot better things could be done with the same amount of money.
Okay, what do you say to all that, Pat?
I'm very disappointed. It's a very blinkered view to suggest that, you know, this is going to help big operators selling expensive food, and that you can add to that expensive drink too. The people who we represent are on every street of every small town and every crossroads, and they're not big operators, and they're not selling expensive food or expensive drink, but they're supporting their local community and they're supporting employment. And what they're looking for is in direct opposition to what Barr is saying, like rates reductions or rates rebates of things. You cannot plan a business on the basis of maybe I'll get a rebate this year, maybe I won't. It's the same as the Power Up grant. Maybe I'll get a grant, maybe I won't. You cannot go to your bank manager and say, I have a plan to grow this business or even to sustain it, keep it alive, on the basis of a live horse, get grass, I might get a grant. If you if my VAT cost is a certain amount and I know that I have a net margin at that on the basis of the price that my market can sustain, then I can go to the bank manager and say, I know I can make a margin and I know I can sustain it next year as well. And will you support me to keep my business alive or to grow my business? You can't do that with grants and with other kinds of things like that, with throwing crumbs on the water.
Barry, you want to come back in?
Yeah, I agree in terms of the certainty that and that's one of the things I think has been damaging from the not great about the government's approach in recent years, and that it's been these, you know, once-off measures that turn into temporary measures that are repeated year after year. We need certainty, and I think again a better way had been, if you actually wanted to help the smaller businesses, would be to cut commercial rates. You know, give local authorities the money to cut commercial rates across the board for those businesses. It's a bad tax. It hurts those businesses which do most to improve their premises. But again, that's not what they're doing. What we're doing is spending far more money. And yes, some of it might go to help the type of businesses that we're talking about here. But a large chunk of it goes to help the big operators who have high turnover, because that's fundamentally what VAT is. It's a tax on the sales, right? And so the more sales you're making, the more that you're going to benefit from this cut in term if they're pocketing it. Yeah. And again, that's what we're being told is going to happen. So it's just, for me, it's the wrong way of going about what is a debatable aim of whether the government should be supporting all these restaurants mm-hmm. and coffee shops. And again, there are better ways to spend the money. Child poverty was supposed to be a priority in last government. We didn't see anything happen. And again, it doesn't look like we're going to see anything happen this time.
Well, Pat, the problem is that this mightn't solve it. You know, what happens then?
No, but Barrett said what it does do. It gives certainty. If you know, like there was nobody whinging. There was nobody going to government saying we need more help in 2020 straight after COVID, when we had a labour shortage. That's market forces. We had to deal with that. And then in 2022, when we had a huge inflation in all our input costs, nobody went to government saying fix that for us. That would their market forces to deal with that. We will live with that. We always have. But when government puts its fingerprints on things, they changed the VAT, they changed the minimum wage moving to living wage, no issues. But they never came to business and said, how will you manage this? Can you afford to do this? There was no partnership in this. So mm-hmm. they just pulled the rug from under all the small businesses who do vast good culturally, socially, local employment in places where there's oftentimes no other job. And so there's lots more to think about than just yeah. we could do better with the money. Like, if we could do better with the money, why spend money on government buildings or on art galleries or on other things? We could always find a better way to spend any given money.
How do you feel, though, about that argument that you could lift the 1 in 5 children who are living below the poverty line with this same amount of money? That was the choice.
Well, then that's a choice for government to decide. Every lobby group goes in, and I'm sure there are plenty of people representing that case too, and it's a great case and it has to be addressed. But that's a government choice. We make our case to government, and we have been very often disappointed. On this time, we have got a positive response. Now we have to run with that and make sure that we help our businesses to grow and be sustainable instead of having lists every week of the ones that are disappearing.
And are you going to have to wait until the budget for this to come in, or have you been told it's happening sooner?
That's a complete up in the air at the minute there. Like Fine Gael said in the election campaign, that it would be in the first 100 days.
Right.
Obviously, this is subject to negotiation, so it may change. But it would still provide certainty, even if people were told they're going to have to figure out how to survive for another few months.
All right. Listen, Pat Crotty and Barra Rowntree, thank you both for joining us. Back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.